All over Christendom tonight, people are singing the blues. The blues were born out of pain, out of suffering and mourning. The blues sometimes can tell the story we need to tell and don't have the words. The blues reminds me of that bit in Romans where we hear the Holy Spirit prays for us with sighs and moans too deep when we don't have the words. When we're sad, the blues take us deeper into our sadness. They open that place that's wounded, and they help it begin to heal, because it's not until we go into the depth of our woundedness and our pain that any kind of healing can begin. We can wrap the blues around us like a big old blanket. It can hold us. It can speak for us. And it can comfort us. Tonight we mourn 2,000 years after Jesus was killed on the cross. We mourn. We mourn because it was people just like us who did that. We mourn because this was an innocent man who died because he wouldn't stop telling the truth about God's love for every single being on this earth. We mourn because it wasn't right. We mourn. But even in our mourning, we know that Sunday comes. So we come to this night with two faces, mourning and hope. And I want to add a little bit to that hope tonight. There's an icon called the Resurrection, and it shows Jesus in Hades. And you know, in the Creed, which we say every Sunday, it says he descended to the dead. So there he is in Hades. And he's got Adam by one hand and Eve by the other. And a friend of mine told me he's looking around for his good friend Judas, because he's down with the dead to free them. Icons are a wonderful thing. They're not graven images, as some people might think they are. They're windows. They're windows into God. They're like photographs that are windows into our memories. They let us see what we know with our heart. They let us see things that we can't really put into pictures. Traditionally, icons are written so that the people don't appear quite human. There's been some changes over the years, but the older icons, the people look very strange and very kind of straight. Tonight we have two icons. We have this icon of Jesus on the cross in his agony. And this isn't Jesus, but it reminds us of Jesus in that night, in that day. And we have another icon that you'll see in a little bit, because it's the tomb, and it shows Jesus in the tomb. And while we're doing this, while we're being in this place together, singing the blues, and after a while, carrying Jesus' body to the tomb, we can remember that on that night, when all of Jesus' friends and family were so filled with mourning they couldn't imagine the morning. They couldn't imagine the sunlight coming again. We can imagine that in that moment, Jesus was already doing his work. He was already with those people who had gone before, freeing them from anything that they needed to be freed from. When Jesus died on the cross, he was resurrected in the next moment. In the next moment. We don't think of it that way because we only think of what we can see, what we can touch, what we can hold. And so Sunday morning, when Jesus shows up in flesh to all the people, to all the disciples, and to his family, that's believable. But all of that other time, those 2.5 days, Jesus wasn't just resting. His physical body was resting. But he was working. He was working just like he worked every day of those 3 years for God and for us. So the good news on this Good Friday, on this Friday when we mourn, is that when the pain is so deep, we don't know how we'll bear it, we can remember that Jesus is with us, the Jesus who knows about pain. When the sorrow is so deep that we don't know how we're going to live through it, we can remember that Jesus is with us. The one who knows sorrow is there to comfort us. And when we can't imagine that the sun's going to shine tomorrow, we can remember when Jesus was busy working, when all of those folks thought he would never be among them again. He was working. And when our time of great grief and sorrow and fear comes, we can know that he is still working. He is still working to bring us through it, to comfort us, to hold us, to give us hope that a new day is coming and that resurrection is. And we say thanks be to God.